That means to tell her she kol b'suler kayomim, that she has to have all her psulim there. What does that mean to tell us? Bein b'kadarka, bein shalai kadarka. Whether a man lived with this girl, whether he lived with her in the normal manner that broke psulim, whereas even in a case where a man lived with this girl shalai kadarka through the back and it did not break her psulim, even so she's also to kohen gadol. That's what Reb Shimon darshins. But I call upon him here, the sforas are totally in psukim. But without this extra psukim, the sforas would have been the way we're saying by us, that Reb Shimon holds mikra svar miksas, a little bit, is not called like the whole thing, and the Rabbanan say yes, a little bit is considered like the whole thing. Therefore, as long as she has a right to collect a little bit of a ksuba still, it's considered like she still did not collect a ksuba, and according to Chachamim, when the husband dies, she's called an amana now that has a right to collect mizonos, and according to Reb Shimon, since she already received part of the ksuba, and she only has a mixas to collect, it's not considered like the whole ksuba is there to be collected, therefore she does not have a right to receive mizonos. Alright, we'll stop here. Yehudin daf tzad v'ches amar aleph. Yitzhak Gemara says, "Amai sehi yisusa." Second line. Hehi yisusa. There was a lady. The tovsa kisa de kaspo diksubosa, that she grabbed from the yisaimim a silver cup to collect her ksuba for it from it. And Rashi says the case was lohoye boy shik subosa. It wasn't enough money for her total ksuba. In other words, let's say the ksuba was 200. She grabbed a silver becher that was only worth 150. So she did not collect the whole ksuba yet. Now, ketavoy mizayni, before she collected the rest of the money for the ksuba, she decided now she wants to collect mizaynis. In other words, the case is the husband died. The husband died. The amona has the right. If she collects the ksuba, she doesn't get mizayni. She doesn't get fed anymore. She doesn't get money to live on from the assignment. But before she collects the ksuba, she has a right to be fed from the assignment. So here the shalom is, she collected like half of the ksuba, but not the whole ksuba yet. So is that considered that she has a right to get mizaynus or not? Really, that was the machlokes he had before between Reb Shimon and the Tanakam and the Chachamim. So we say, miksas kesef is kol kesef or not. So Gemara says, asoy lekayim of the Rava. They went and asked this question in front of Rava. Omalu, Rava said to this, Omalu liyasmi. Zilu Hovla Mizonis. Rava told to the Yisaimim, yes, you have to pay like the widow, the Amona, you have to pay, you have to give him a Zainus. Why? Because she did not collect a whole Ksuba yet. And Kozaman, she didn't get all the money for Ksuba, she has a right to collect Mizonis. Because less the Choshlu to Rabbi Shimon. We do not have to be afraid, we're not afraid of what Rabbi Shimon says. The Yoma, that according to Rabbi Shimon, he says, Lo Yamrinon, Miksas Kes. That he says, we don't say mixas kesef, kokol kesef. He holds mixas kesef is not kokol kesef. Therefore, even though she got already, she collected half the money, even though she still has to collect more money, so what? Since she collected some money, according to Reb Shimon, she can't get mizaynus anymore. And we are not like that. As long as she has the right to collect some more money yet for the ksuba, so it's called like she didn't collect her ksuba yet, and therefore she has the right to collect mizaynus. Before she collects the rest of the money for ksuba, if she wants to, she can collect mizaynus. So that's why Rabbi told the Yisaimim, yes, you have to pay your mizaynus. Master Sholach Le Rabba Parade the Rav of Rabbi Yosef. He asked him a question like this. Moicherish Le Bebezdin. That we had before in certain cases, the almona, after her husband dies, that she's allowed to sell his property in order to collect either from mizaynos or else for a ksuba, according to some on the Yomrim. We said before, she's allowed to sell shaloi bebezdin. She doesn't have to go down to bezdin, but she's allowed to stam sell it fast, especially for mezainus, so she needs the money to live on, and her husband died, and the kids, Yarshin, took over the fields. She has a right now to go down to the fields and sell it, and with the money to live on. She doesn't have to go to bezdin. So the question is, Tzricha Shavua or Yain Tzricha Shavua? So she has to swear now later that she did not do anything wrong with the money or not. Rashi says, she should have to swear that she did not collect more money than she's really supposed to. So that's the question. So she has to swear now in front of Bezdin or not. So Mara says, first of all, Uti boy lecho achroza. Like, why don't you ask the question if she has to have achroza? Achroza means before she sells the field, she has to like notify people that she wants to sell it to get the best price. Like go to a broker, a real estate broker, to make sure you get the best price. She can't just go and sell to the first person she sees. So why don't you ask if she has to be achroza, announce it to people. Omele is the answer back like this. Ha achroza lekimi boili. That I don't have a question. To Yom Rav Zera said, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Nachman, Almona sheshom liyatzma. If an almona, where her husband died, and she's going now to take the property now to sell it for the money to use it for mezainus. Sheshom liyatzma. She went down and she estimated how much the field is worth for herself. So Drashi lokho soda yisaynim. Or she has her own money. And with her own money, like she bought this field, she estimated how much this field is worth. That really belonged to a husband, and when the husband died, it goes over to the kids. So she now took that field and says to her, listen, it's worth $100. So she bought it for $100 as if to say now for the next $100 of her mezainos, she's taken instead of this field. So now the locher is, lo yosav leklum. Reb Zera says she didn't do anything, that's no good. Rashi lo yosav leklum. V'yemrotza yisayim lahagvo yismoyis liyach hazman choyzre v'noit lenoisa. So you say they want to pay you the money, they'll tell, listen, you use this field for $100 worth, we want the field back, it's our field, and we'll give you $100, they have a right to do it. In other words, she herself does not have a right to take the field for herself. Now the question is, Hechidami, how are we talking about over here? Ediacharis, if she made an announcement to tell people that she wants to sell this field, and she had it evaluated, we know exactly how much it's worth. So Yamailo Yosef Leklum, why didn't you do a good deal? If the sale, everybody knows the price, how much it should be worth, and it was estimated by a good broker, so we know exactly how much the field is worth. So now if she herself bought it, what's wrong with that? Why can't it be? Why does it say the sale is no good? El Olav isn't it talking about? To lo yachruz, you have to say no, she did not make any achroza. She did not ask the broker. She did not make an announcement to find out exactly, really, how much the field is worth. El Olav, to lo yachruz, she didn't make any achroza. And in such a case, only in this case with the almona, she kept the money for herself, she kept the fields for herself, like she bought the fields for herself. So here we say that without an achroza, and she's only taken for herself, it's no good. But it's mashma holy achar. Let's say she took this field, and she didn't make an achroza, she didn't give an announcement to say she wants to sell it, she didn't get the best price possible, but she went ahead and sold the field to somebody else. If she sold it to somebody else, then it would be good. What she did is called good. So you're telling me now for sure, you do have to have achroza. And then you don't have to have achroza. So Mora says, I'll tell you now, really we're talking about here, she made achroza. Before she went and sold it, she notifies people, she made a public announcement that she has this field for sale, to know the exact fair price for it. Or the Amri law, but we tell her, like if she's taking the field for herself, even though she has the right price, the right value, the reason why we say nothing doing, because the Amri law, we tell her, Man Sham Lecha, who made it, who evaluated it for you? Like who gave it to you? So Rashi says like this, Mimi Kibalto Mechira, who was the mech? Who sold it to you? Every time when you sell something, you need one person to sell it and one person to buy it. Over here, she herself went down to the field and took it for herself. Who sold it to her? That's the question over here. Zud Rashi loy mi bezdin. She didn't do it in front of bezdin. For loy mi yisaimim, it's not in front of the yisaimim. Lefikach therefore lo yotzakakim meshusi yisaimim. Therefore, she has no right just to grab it for herself. But in the case where she went and evaluated for somebody else, to sell to somebody else, Nofek Meshusa Yoshim, then it's true, then it goes out of the Yoshim's Meshus. Sharei Nosnu Lo Chachomim Meshus Limcho, because the Rabbonin did give her a right. She has a right to sell it. She has a right to sell a field, to sell the Yoshim's field. But like, she has to sell it to somebody else, but to take it for herself, there's no Mechira, there's nobody selling it to her. That's this Taina. Here the Taina is, that Avadi she made Achroza. She did evaluate it right. Just if she takes it for herself and nobody gave it to her, then we say that sale does not take place, that's nothing. But if she would give it to sell to somebody else, the sale would be good. She has the right to sell to somebody else. Mor says, Ki hai, like a case, Te Yehu Gavro Zaman, Te Afkido Gabe Kisto Diasmi. They let him hold, he was like a man, they gave him to hold the Bikodin, to hold the Yisoynims, Kisra. Rashi says misboy, like the food he gives his animal. Misboy is hay. Loshenacha kisisa gorm atzei amugim, very expensive wood. The kids, this was the Yisoymim. The father died. Yisoymim yashen it, and they gave it to somebody to watch for them. Now Ozal, this person went shomel nashe. He evaluated to see how much it's worth, and he took it from sell the Abba Meizuzi, as if to say, I want to buy it. And I paid them $400, that's what it's worth. And the yiker, later the becha, whatever this wood or the straw, got with the hay, got worth more. So come b'shismeya, now it's worth $600. So you want to know, who gets this extra money? His osla came with the Rebbe Ami. Omala, he said to him, man son lecho, who gave you the right for you to take it? This belongs to the Yisaimim. And you're only in this card, we gave it to you to hold. You're holding the Yisaimim's property. So who gives you a right to buy it? Maybe you could sell to somebody else, but for yourself though, you can't. Nobody could sell something to himself. So therefore, the mechira was not chal. Therefore, the extra money goes back to the assignment. But Kopon, we're back to original Shiloh. When an amona sells the property, shaloi bifnei bezdin, when she has a right to sell from mezainus. So the question is later: the assignment, do the assignment have a right to make her swear or not? So Gemara says, v'hilchasa, what's the halacha? Tzricha Shvua, yes, she does have to swear, even though she has a right to sell the fields now without asking Bezdin, but later, after she sells it, she has to swear back to the Yoshim that she did not take more than she really deserves. V'yena Tzricha Achroza, but she does not have to make Achroza when she's going to sell the fields. She does not have to make the announcement first to everybody she's selling the fields. She doesn't need Achroza. The Rabbanim will make it here, since it's very important for her to have the money, she needs it from the Zaynus. She has a right to sell it as soon as possible, and she does not have to make achroza first. The Mishnah says, Almona, shehoiso ksubosu masayim. And Almona means the husband died, and now she has a right to collect the ksuba, and the ksuba was worth $200. O mochra, and she went ahead and took the fields away from the Yisraelim, and sold the fields for ksuba. O mochra, shove mona b'masayim. She sold the field that was really worth $100, and she got $200 for it. She made a good deal. Or you're off the opposite way. Shava Masayim, she took a field that's really worth $200, and she made a bad deal. Bemona, or Shava Masayim Bemona, she sold the $200 field and only received back $100. So what's the halacha now? Who has the gain, who has the loss? So Mishnah says, halacha is in both these two cases, Nizkav Lo Ksubasa. We consider as if she received her ksuba, she can't get any more money. In the first deal, that she made a good deal, it's all, so what, Lamaisa, she sold a $100 field, but she received $200, she receives her money, and the rest of the field property belongs to the assignment. And the second case, where she took a $200 field away from the assignment, and she sold it and only got $100 for it, it's so tough, she ruined it for the assignment. But she took away property that was worth $200, she doesn't get any more. What about ksuboso hoiso ksuboso mona? No, ksuboso mona. Hoiso ksuboso mona. Let's say she only deserves to get $100 for ksuba. O mochro shova mona vedinor pamona. Now she only has the right to sell $100 worth of property. What she did was, this amona now, when the husband died and the Yorshim Yashin the property, she took property that's worth $100 and a dinner, a little bit more property, the mona, and she only sold it for $100. So So the Mishnah says, Mokro bottle. So Mecher is bottle. So Yoshim have right to go back to the person and say, you have no right to buy it. She sold it to you the wrong price. She sold you $101 property for $100. She has no right to do it. And especially for $101, she has no right to sell the field. She only has the right to sell $100 worth, not $101. So therefore, the Mecher is bottle. She doesn't have a right to sell this. Afilu hi omeris, even if she's going to say, Echsa dinar li yorshin, even though she'll tell the yorshin, listen, what do you care? I sold $101 worth of field from you. I'll give you back the dollar. I have a right to get $100. So I sold this $101 field. I only got $100 for it. So what are you losing out? $1, I'll pay you back. Still nothing doing. She doesn't have a right to touch this field that's worth $101, and therefore the mecher is bottled. Grab Shimon ben Gamliel loymer, depends. Liyola mochra kayim, no. The mecher takes place, and the extra money she has to pay back to the yorshim. Ache teheshom kedesha tishtaya besoda bas tishakabim. Only in the case where she sold too much of the field, that the extra portion of field that she sold that she shouldn't have is big enough to give it a shame soda. What's the smallest amount of property that's called a field? It has to be wide enough that you could plant there and plant a tisha kabin worth of seeds. Kabin is a measurement. 9 measurements of kabin. If that's how many seeds you could plant on this property, that's called a soda. See if she sold a soda worth $100 plus this extra amount, then the Yashma have right to say, you sold too much, like you sold an extra field, nothing doing, we get the Mecherus bottle. But if she sold less than this, so since the extra amount that they sold is not worth the value of a field anyway, so then they have no right, the Yoshim, to keep it. Like there's nothing to keep. They're not losing out that much. The property is not worth anything. Elamai, the money that she gained now, if she sold $100, she sold $150 field. And really she's only supposed to collect $100. The extra $50 she has to give back. But if the extra property is less than the size of a good field, the Yoshim don't have a right to get it back. That's by regular field. What about uvegina, if it's a garden, bas chatzikav? Then there has to be enough property to seed there, only a chatzikav worth of seeds. Or kedivar Rabbi Akiva, beis raiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, she yields even a smaller amount. By a gina, by a garden, it's enough to have enough of a field that you can plant there a quarter of a kav seeds there. So if there's this much of a field extra that she sold, she has the right to sell it. The Yoshim have right to say they want it back, therefore the Mecher is bottle. But if it's less than this, then the Yoshim don't have a right to ask for it back, and she only has to pay them the extra money. What's going to be Hoysok Suboso Arba Meyazus? Let's say she came in Amona now, and the Ksuba is worth $400. The Rashi said we had before by Kahanim, by Bas Kahanim, they wrote up a Ksuba for $400. So now, Umochro lezebemono lezebemono. Well, Kitsa, what she did was now she sold 4 different fields. She took one field that's worth $100 and she sold it. So she collected $100 so far. And a second field, very good, she got $200. A third field, she got $300 so far. Now, the last field that she sold, the fourth field, Uliachro and Yofa mona vedina bemona. She sold the last field that was worth really too much. Really was property worth $100 and a dollar. And she only sold it for $100. So, locherish, shall achrein bottle. The last sale, the Yoshim have right to say, nothing doing. You sold more property than you have a right to. You took $101 worth of property, you have no right to that. So that they could say the mecher is bottle. But for shakulon, the first 3 fields that she sold, mochrein kayim, that's called a good sale. In other words, each sale is called a separate sale by itself. Even though she's selling it to collect a ksuba, and each part of it is part of a ksuba, but whatever she sold at the beginning, what she deserved, that was good. It's only the last field that she's selling a dollar's worth more than she deserves, like the Tanakama, the Yoshim have right to stop that sale and say we want the field back. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Mishnah, what's the difference in the Freisha, the first case? What was the first case in the Mishnah where the Yamana, the husband, died and she went down to the Yoshim, took the fields away? So, if Shaksuba was worth $200, and she took a $100 field and she sold it for $200, she made a good deal, so that's it. she collected a ksuba, she can't get any more. Then it says the opposite. If she took a $200 field and sold it and only got $100 also, she can't collect any more. The Yashim tell her, listen, you took a $200 field, you can't collect more. Furthermore, why? These both halachas are stiris. My shino shova masayim b'mona. Ti amri lo. At isarato shova mona. How come if she took a $200 field and sold it and only got $100? We tell her, that's it, you can't get any more money. Because you lost out, like you made a bad deal. So you lose out because of the deal. So who you see, you go bust the type of the field that she took. If so, the Masayim Nami, Teiman Ne'avachna. In the case where she took only $100 field, and she sold it and made a good deal and got $200 for it, she should be able to tell back to the Yoshim, I made a good deal and the profit is mine. I only sold $100 worth so far. I have another $100 coming to me. Like, how do you divide up the two? Some Rav Nachman, some Rav Avuah.